What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Today's Therapy Thursday is Nick Pigeon. She's a renowned motivational speaker, accomplished author, business mentor, and a positive psychologist, deeply committed to igniting joy, personal empowerment, and unstoppable success in individuals and their enterprises. So her fascination lies in deciphering the common barriers that impede progress and uncovering the true essence of becoming unstoppable. With a proven track record, Nick is a sales luminary who has generated millions through her stage presence, online platforms, and phone interactions. So she's got a book out now called Now Is Your Chance, a 30-day guide to living your happiest life. So happiness is the ultimate goal for so many of us, but why does it often feel like a destination that is completely unreachable? So let's get her on. Hi, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, and you have an accent. Yeah. I'm here for it. Well, that's why you're so happy, because you sound really cool.
But a dodgy northern accent.
No, I love... So where are you from... Originally then?
I'm from a place called Newcastle, which is in the north of England, next to Scotland. But I live in Angeles now. So I've been here for 9 years.
Okay. Yeah. My fiance is Scottish. So
No way.
Yeah.
Where in Scotland?
He was born and raised in Glasgow.
Glasgow, yeah. I was there a couple of months ago.
Oh really? Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a cool city. He says it's changed a bit since he's left, but we were looking at wedding venues in Scotland, and the northern part of Scotland is so beautiful. And is that then close to where you are then from
England?
Yeah, and
it's freezing cold as well, which is why I left.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And now you're in LA?
Yeah, I'm in LA. And congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, thanks. You're amazing being here. You like up-leveled my perspective.
Well, we did 4 days postpartum last time. We filmed our first episode and I was crying over a ButcherBox ad. So I was like, I cannot be doing this right now. Like, this is bad. But anyways, we're so excited to talk to you because you have the book out, Now Is Your Chance, a 30-day guide to living your happiest life. And I'm curious for so long, probably up until... I don't know, I'd say like a year and a half, 2 years ago, nothing could really make me happy until I found happiness within myself. So I would always try to like find a relationship. I'm like, okay, why am I still so unhappy? I'm in a relationship. I've got this, I've got that. And it's that finding your happiness. Where do you find that people struggle with that? Because I'm like, well, I should be happy and why am I not?
Yeah, I feel like there's a couple of things. First of all, it's putting it outside of yourself in the first place, or putting it into the future as somewhere that you have to get to as a destination. So when you realize, I got asked in an interview a little while ago, Nick, do you really think it's possible to be happy and change your mindset in a month? And it made me laugh because I thought it's possible to change your mindset in a moment, never mind in a month. So I think that separation is one thing. And then I also think the mindset around it is it doesn't have to be hard. A lot of positive psychology and happiness teachings are really, really simple. What's different is they're grounded in science, but it's still things that our grandmothers told us, like be grateful or slow down and be present and notice the beauty around you. So when you recognize that it can be done simply and quickly, we can actually start to do it.
Why do you think people try to put their happiness on? So that's my thing now. I'm like, I can't make you happy. Like, you have to be happy for yourself. Like, no person, thing, or anything is going to make you happy. Like, you have to find that within inside yourself. So how do you do that without trying to find that in your partner or your children or your work?
Yeah, I had a, so Richard Branson shares a story about his circle theory. And he teaches that if we just all look after ourselves first and we focus on making ourselves feel good and then look after our immediate circle of family and then our next circle of friends and then maybe extend it to our neighbors, then the world would completely transform. And what's actually happening is we're not resourcing ourselves first. So we're operating from a place of not having our full capacity or full power or full potential. So then the way that we show up for our families or the way we show up in relationships, we're not actually being our best selves. So we think that it's selfish to focus on ourselves first, but it's actually helping fuel our relationships as well.
Okay. So this has been a common reoccurring thing I keep hearing. So that's how I know I'm supposed to really hear it this time. So your third time's a charm for me when it comes to like resourcing yourself and then moving to the next circle. So in your life, did this become like a passion project for you because you felt unsettled, unhappy? Was there a moment in your life where you thought this is my turning point and now I have to kind of like triage myself? And then when does it turn to this book for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's been many, many defining moments. And I think that's something that we get to remember is life is going to keep on lifing. So I was originally supposed to be a mechanical and automotive engineer in my career.
Like, wow. Says the Miss USA.
Like, I mean, for everybody that can't see her, Nick, you're like, your brain is beautiful, but you are stunning.
That was supposed to be an inside laugh, by the way. Nothing against.
I can tell.
Nothing against that. Because that's amazing. Voice. You know, that's a great career. It's just, yeah. I wouldn't see you doing that. I don't know.
Yeah, I love what I do. Like, I really love what I do now. And I think before, when I was signed up to do that, it was because I'd done maths and physics at school. And my dad was saying to me, I think you should go and get a career where you're going to earn money in a man's world. But it wasn't the thing that was right for me. So I found positive psychology through really listening to my intuition and following this path where there was a conversation with my ex-partner at the time, and he'd been seeing a sports psychologist. He was a professional cricket player. And he said, when you're looking out on the field, don't look at the fielders, look for the gaps in between them instead. And that just hit me. It was a landslide moment because I thought, how much time do we focus on the problems instead of on the opportunities? So I've had a lot of moments in my life, whether it's been a relationship breakup or whether it's been a sexual assault or whether it's challenges that we come across in our daily lives or the businesses that I run, there's always going to be something. And what I come back to is I've always been able to navigate those hard things with way more grace and ease. Even if it's messy and I feel like I'm doing a bad job, I know that with the tools of positive psychology, I'm doing better than I would do without them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
It's so interesting because I've noticed that, like, my husband and I, we get in very much that rut of the just everyday circumstances, not huge deals, like our children are healthy, you know, we make money, you know, but it's just like, we're not making the money he thinks we should be making at the time, or if the kids are fighting, or if we're fighting because we don't agree on how to discipline him, it will change his positivity. And we actually had this conversation last night, so it's very fitting because I was like, you know, I can't be the one, you know, if me and my child are fighting because she's doing this and then you're stressed out and so now you're not happy, like we cannot be the source of your happiness. And so we had this whole conversation about it, but it's always just like those little life things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why can we not just not focus on those and just be happy? Like, it will go away tomorrow. It won't, you know, we'll make more money tomorrow. They won't be fighting with us tomorrow, you know, and it's just so hard to do though.
It's fascinating. I had a friend who broke up with her partner because they didn't load the dishwasher in the same way. So
that's valid if you ask me, but that's very valid.
Like, I put bowls on the top. My ex used to put them on the bottom and I'm like, I don't get it, but fine.
But
it's
like how that makes us like legitimately not happy in a moment. Which it happens to everybody, but like those little things, how you can literally go from having a great day to being just in a bad mood and just not joyful.
So then what do you do in that? Like, what would be the thing that you would say in your book? Like, okay, when that moment happens for all of us, right? Like to go, okay, how do I flip this?
Mm-hmm. One of the super simple tools is coming back to gratitude. So it's asking yourself, what are three things that I'm grateful for right now? But we've actually seen new research that says that it's also stronger when it's shared. So if you can laugh in that moment and then say, okay, like, let's take a time out. What's something that you're grateful for right now? And you go back and forwards with each other. Like, I do it with my team in WhatsApp and it's super fun. We call it a gratitude rampage. And then all of a sudden you've got all of these things and your focus has completely shifted on what's good rather than what's wrong. And then you can handle any challenge when you're in a better state and a better mood, because it helps you to solve problems more effectively when you're in a positive emotional state.
I mean, it sounds great. But in the moment, you're like, that's gotta be so hard to do.
Yeah, it's interesting though. A very good example for us last night is, it came to me when I was talking to my husband. My 7-year-old had given us her Christmas list. And of course it was like a million miles long, you know,
a pony.
Literally, it was just the biggest list you've ever seen. And so my husband was like,
immediately kind of went to, well, what do you do with that list? Like, how do you cut it down? How do you just all the negative things, you know? And that was a couple of days ago. So then last night I was like, you know, that really bothered me. I was like, I understand that you're thinking da 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 da. I was like, but like, we're really lucky that we have a kid that has a Christmas list, you know, and that we can get them Christmas gifts. And he was like, oh, you're so right. You know, and it's just trying, I'm trying to do that and kind of flip that. Like, we're lucky that she's able to write a list. We're lucky that we have a child that can write a Christmas list. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, just so many things. And it really, it took him a moment. He was like, wow. I mean, that's kind of heavy, but at the same time, like, you're right. Mm-hmm. Like, we are lucky that we have that.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true.
Yeah, that's a good perspective.
Perspective. Yeah. Perspective mm-hmm. is so important to be able to either be reflective or step back and take yourself out of the current situation and current moment. And also when you're looking at building positive relationships, always being able to take our part and say, listen, I take responsibility for this. Didn't show up as my best self there. Mm-hmm. And like, let's get curious around how we can do this better next time. So having that, like the active, constructive conversation within our relationships that you can help to do something different if it's coming up again and again and again as a pattern. Yeah.
So for the girl that would cry every New Year's Eve and just
hypothetically
speaking.
Not that we know this girl.
Not that we would ever know
not who. That she's sitting on this couch.
I didn't cry last year. But it's because I did obviously a lot of work and, you know, was happy and truly like inside happy. But for the person that's just struggles to find happiness inside, what is something that would be a good tip in the 30-day book that you have?
Yeah, I love developing some sort of ritual or like personal success system within your day. And I really learned that the context matters. So I'm not a mother, but I was a stepmom for 2 years. And that gave me real perspective on what it's like to be a mother as well as have businesses. Mm-hmm. So I used to teach, do a morning ritual and the 7 different things that you have to do and you have to do them in this order. Now I've learned that that might not be possible in your daily reality. So for me, it's really simplifying and doing something and allowing yourself to celebrate that something that you do. So instead of having a structured morning ritual, now I have a menu in the notes section of my phone. It's so basic.
I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you get the dopamine hit and it's all, I have 44 things on there and it could be anything. It could be take a walk outside or take your supplements or practice breath work. Or do shamanic shaking where you shake all of the energy and tension out of your body. It could be text someone with gratitude. And I don't do 44 a day, but I do some of them. And then I celebrate the fact that I've done some of them. And I know that I've done something to make myself feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like that. Mm-hmm. Amy had me do that when I was on my last film because I was going to be away from the kids for longer than I ever have on a film set. And I was obviously pregnant. I didn't feel good. And I was staying kind of a negative place. And she said every day for the next, you know, when you're there on the movie, write a gratitude, things you're grateful for. And it really, truly helped because I've never done it before. I was always like, man, that's not going to work. It's not going to help. It's not going to. And it did. I was shocked how much it did help even. And I repeated a lot of the same things. I would say, you know, I'm grateful for being healthy and I'm grateful for my kids and Alan. And, but then that then took the negative outside of my head, which was everything that I was fearing. Or
have you ever done that with your kids? I've heard people say to do that with your kids.
So at nighttime we pray and then we say, that's like my nighttime routine with the kids is my favorite piece. Cause I'm always like, what are you grateful for? And then like, you know, today, and then let's say our prayers.
I love
and
that.
It's just so great.
We've been doing a lot of this at home. The kids, our kids, Jana and I have the same ages. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when we both have a boy and a girl, at the top, the biggies are boys and girls. And I feel like they've been fighting like cats and dogs. Like,
oh, really?
Just like they're so good when they're good. And then they're just a disaster when they're a disaster, which is just being kids. But like I make them freeze in the moment. And I'm like, I'm all done. 5 things we love about Legend. 5 things we love about love.
Oh, that's
like
a good idea.
Break the cycle because I need it for myself. So let me ask you this, because I know we're in this world of like, you know, we're all, I think, our generation, I'm assuming you're a bit younger than me, by the way, but our generation feels like we are trying to like really take the world by storm and like make this be a happier, whole, more healthy place. So what I like about what you're doing is not that it's that it's not toxic positivity. There's a lot of realism in what you're up to, which, listen, we all want to be the most positive. We all want to wake up and we all want to do all these things. But also, like you say, we're lifing, right? So what is your deciding factor when you go like, what I'm sharing realistic positivity that I can do on lifing, or is this toxic positivity where it's just like, everything's great, we should be grateful?
Yeah, because Dr. Amen, actually, sorry to cut you off, but he was like, I don't believe in just positive thinking. He's like, that's...
Well, a little unrealistic because we're still being human.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's an interesting take on it. And we all have parents. You know? But yeah.
And I love him. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And it's so true. I think there's a misconception about what positivity or positive psychology is. And people think just do your affirmations and life will be great. It's so much about learning through challenge as well. And I think when you understand that there's always going to be challenges in life and we get to look for what are the silver linings or how did I learn and how did I grow within that, then we can start to forgive ourselves, because often it's us beating ourselves up, like we're our own biggest critics. And we have this idea that we should be happy 100% of the time. We all have emotions and they're all valid. So it's more about feeling and processing the emotion and then telling yourself, or even writing a forgiveness letter is one of the exercises, which is so powerful. And often it'll start with writing a forgiveness letter to someone else, and you'll wind up writing it to yourself. Mm-hmm. So it might be a forgiveness letter for pushing yourself too hard, for example, or for getting caught in a toxic loop of thinking, wondering about that ex that you're always thinking about, or beating yourself up for not picking up the Legos that your kids have left out. Mm-hmm. And actually, the more that we tell ourselves that we forgive ourselves, it releases energy and it opens up space for us to live happier days.
I like that.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more.
All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Can I ask you, so for people that haven't read your book, you know, I think a lot of times it's like we add books to cart, right? With this hope that we're going to like really go in all in on the process. If someone is new to you and new to the idea of your book, is this more like a workbook? Is this adding things in every day? Is it an outlined 30 days? Like for someone, I'm a little OCD and a little A type. So if I get behind, it gets a little all or nothing for me. So if I'm on day five and I'm a train wreck, then I'm like, oh, I have to start back over. Like recovering perfectionism. It's really tricky. So for someone who doesn't know this book, like what can you kind of outline maybe just the method in the way that you've written it?
Yeah. So it's a tool per day for 30 days. So you can take it as a 30-day challenge and it moves through your body, your mind, and your spirit. So there's so much change that you can create and allow for yourself. And it's also designed so you can flip it open. You know, like you would get an Oracle card deck where you choose a card for the day. You can flip the book open and just look at one chapter, which is a couple of pages. It'll take you 10 minutes. Read that, do that exercise, super practical, and you'll notice a shift.
Practicality matters a lot in the season of motherhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am curious. Okay, so you said you were a stepmom. Were you married? Are you married?
No, it was with my fiance. So she was like my bonus daughter for 2 years. And it was amazing. She was 5.
Oh, and so you're not together anymore?
No.
So I'm curious when it comes to your own personal life, when you're going through that and then you also have this as a job, it's like, be positive, be happy, and you're struggling personally. So I know you have your list of gratitude and all those things, but is it hard for you to walk this line when you're also like, I know for me, when I was dealing with stuff with my ex, I'm like, how are we preaching this? You can fight for this and you can work past this. When we would hit end record, or I don't trust him. I'm angry at him. And so it's like, and we're battling. And so it was very hard to live in that world where we're trying to be helpful to people, but then we're feeling like we're underground.
Yeah. And I think that there's a personal line for each person about what feels right to share and what is private life. Mm-hmm. And I think that we get to decide what that is for us. I like to process my own experiences first and then share after. So mm-hmm. I can share from a place of having got the learnings rather than being in it right now. And I think that's been a good practice or principle to follow. It's also led me to lead with way more compassion because I've had challenges in life, and certainly having like a public presence and a social media profile, you sometimes feel like you've got to show up all of the time. So I think it's having the knowing that you get to look after yourself first and you get to practice that self-care and you get to share what it is that feels all right to share when it feels all right to share it.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. One of the best tips in your book that you haven't shared, one last one, just to get the listeners to go, okay, I need to get this book.
So Dream Big, one of my favorite chapters. It's about visualizing your best possible self and writing that out as a future version. And then asking yourself, how can I start to live as that right now? Because there's always a characteristic or something that we can start to do to be that person that we want to be in the future.
I love that.
Me too.
I want to do that.
You're really timely for me today. I needed her.
Add to cart.
Uh-huh. And I saw this today and I was like, I just had this conversation last night. I can't wait to talk about this.
I even said to Jan, I was like, I don't even need to talk to her. I just need to be in the room today when this goes down because I just needed a calm reset for my brain.
I will say though, with Nick, when he was here yesterday with the babes, he had mentioned something about money. And I think he's in that, like with real estate, he had made a comment. I'm like, okay, I just clocked that he's a little stressed. And
it's always about
he's that. He's like, usually. I told Kat that we got to be really careful. And he goes, yeah, she always says that. And I'm like, but you always say that too. Uh-huh. You know,
that was the conversation we had last night.
Yeah. So I was just kind of like, oh, he's stressed.
It's like, we haven't gone broke yet. We're gonna be okay. I promise. He just stresses about money. It'll be all right.
Is there any... Sorry, I'm really just going back in for you, Nick, because I need you today. You're like an IV for me today. Is there anything that you can share with us quickly that circles around the scarcity mentality? Because I know this time of year is stressful for a lot of people and a lot of businesses. You know, winter months are harder on just a lot of things like music, real estate, all of the things people are stressed out about hosting family, about buying gifts. Is there anything that you can share around scarcity mentality that you kind of go to as like your go-to gravity tool?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is to understand that our brains have a negativity bias. So the more negative stimulus or thoughts or feelings or things that are happening, the more positive we need to outweigh it. So you need three positive emotions or thoughts to redress the balance from one negative. And if you're in a marriage, it's more like 11 to 1. So, as well as replacing the positive, you also, it's often more powerful to let go of the negative. So is there a situation or a person or a conversation that is continually looping in a negative experience in your life? And could you actually protect yourself from that and put yourself into more positive and less negative situations? And I think as well, it's just knowing that we're all stronger when we're together. So what I've learned is that there's so much power in vulnerability. And if you are in a place of scarcity or struggle, the more that we can connect together, the easier that it feels. And your relationships are the thing that's going to get you through.
I love you.
I know.
Amazing. Where can our listeners find you?
So I love hanging out on Instagram. I'm Nick Pidge on there. And then Nick Pidgeon on the website as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
We sure needed you today, Nick.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Bye, girl. Everyone, get your book. Now is your chance, a 30-day guide to living your happiest life. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.